Social isolation and loneliness affects a large number of older people in the UK, with as many as 3.6 million people living alone. To mark Mental Health Awareness Week, we spoke to local charity Supporting Older People, a home visiting scheme who run a number of activities to help older people feel less isolated. The charity currently works with as many as 200 people in Harrogate and Knaresborough, but are calling for volunteers to meet their growing waiting list.
I'm Kate Regatta, and I'm Director of Supporting Older People in Harrogate.
And I'm Julia Lightfoot. I'm the Home Visiting Scheme and Activities Manager for Supporting Older People.
We're a charity, 37 years old this year, and we work with 200 older people in Harrogate, and we have, well, Harrogate and Knaresborough, and we have 100 volunteers. And so basically what we do is we match older people with volunteers and do group activities, and it's all around alleviating loneliness and isolation amongst older people living alone.
Yes, and so sort of Mental Health Awareness Week, obviously that ties in with that and that social isolation side of things. What impact can, you know, sort of that have in terms of people in the community? You know, what sort of issues are there around sort of loneliness and sort of maybe living alone, or what sort of issues are there?
Well, I think there's a lot of isolation. People don't know what's out there for a start. We get fantastic referrals from the Living Well team, Health and Adult Services, family and friends, but it's just been known what we do. Our home visiting scheme is absolutely amazing, and it's a two-way thing. The volunteer gets as much out of it as our clients do. And it just helps to alleviate that week alone when you're looking at four walls and you've got, you know, somebody's going to come on a Wednesday. You're going to have a couple of hours, nice chat, perhaps go out to a garden centre, coffee, play a game, read a newspaper. It's fabulous.
If you haven't seen anybody for a couple of weeks, you know, you just imagine it. It can really affect your mental health, but also your physical health. And being lonely has the same impact as smoking 15 cigarettes a day on your physical health. And so our work actually keeps people well and active and prevents hospital admissions, which, as you can imagine, is a really big thing. So it is just about having that friendship makes such a difference to both your physical and mental health, because people feel better and they're getting more out of life. We're after volunteers. I mean, Julia, you have a waiting list at the moment of how many people?
I've got around about 20 people on my book that are looking for volunteers. It's great times, but we're always looking for new people. And our strapline is, got an hour a week to spare. It's not a massive ask, but it's a fantastic thing to be part of. Yeah. And it just forms fantastic friendships. You know, when you see people out and about, they're with the volunteer and they're in Marks & Spencer shopping, big smiles on their faces. And before that, they've just been stuck at home by themselves. Mm-hmm. We don't only have a home visiting scheme, we have activities too. We have a tea and talk, we have outings, we have a singing group, a music group, and we're going to have a dining out club as well. Because the power of eating together, I just can't ever express how important it is.
Yeah. And one of the things would be very interested in, if there are any businesses out there who would like to sponsor one of our activities, give us a ring and have a chat. Because, again, you know, a little bit of input can make such an enormous difference to what we do.
Absolutely. So if people are hearing this, they're interested, what's the best thing for them to do? Is head to your website or what?
Yeah, so call our office on 01423 531 490, or our email address is, my email address is kate@supportingolderpeople.org.uk.